Welcome back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. Pat Hayes, Jeff Bowman with you, and a special guest in studio today, Bill Simonson. Huge good morning and welcome inside the cave.
This is my not only first time inside the cave, which is a sports fan's dream, with the jerseys, with the helmets, with the conversation, with disinfectant spray. You have so many different things you offer. Hey, it's a perfect man cave. That comes in handy after a full night of pizza. It really does. First time in Adrian. What a beautiful city. Driving through, as I told you guys, as I was rolling down from Grand Rapids last night, I never realized some of these cities I drove through were here. I thought they were in northern Michigan or the UP. So it was a pretty cool excursion. Great hotel over there, the Comfort Inn by Adrian, yeah. The new one. Yeah. So
yeah, really, I knew they were getting a pretty good room.
Yeah, really nice room. Yeah. I'm like, it's an apartment. I'm saying to myself, you know, I don't know if I'm going back.
Yeah,
I think I'm staying here in Adrian. But
well, when they called me with the confirmation number and told me what kind of room you had, like, damn, I'm going over there as well.
Man, they had the presidential suite. I didn't know they had one at the Comfort Inn in Adrian.
Well, they just built that, and right across the campus, you know, from Adrian College.
Well, how about that new? It looks like a new entrance to the campus.
Brand new. Yeah. Brand new.
I'm waiting for the St. Louis Arch or something right there. You can feel it's one of these cities where it's close-knit. They love their sports. They take pride in their community. And, you know, when I pulled up here today and I saw the Associated Charities, and I know you had told me the story about, you know, how – you know, arson struck a place that helps people. We're going to help 250 kids back to school. And she told me, one of the ladies up front, they've already raised $20,000. And that's the power of your stations here and the power of the people here stepping up saying we will not be defeated.
Yep.
And it's just that, I'm telling you, man, I have this feeling when I have never been to a place, I know I'm walking in to something good. And you guys have been my affiliate since you started, pandemic.
Yep.
Never really gave us a chance to get down here. And then ironically, with my son Ace on Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern, he's a defensive lineman, you'll see tonight, number 76 and right tackle. He's a sophomore. And when the schedule came out, I'm like, we got to do something. And you guys were just able to get it done, fit my schedule. And here I am hanging out with you, hearing the story of the Associated Charities, which anybody listening, drive by here in downtown Adrian. I don't even want to get the name of the street wrong now.
It's Maumee Street.
Maumee. But it's Lenawee.
Lenawee.
But it's Maumee with the two E's.
Yes.
All right, someone explain the two E pronunciation right now here.
It's just anything in English language. You know that.
Oh,
it's all those Indian names.
Sure, sure. Yeah, anything in English language. I was listing off those schools in the top 10 of 10 classes yesterday on the show with Mark Yule, and I felt like I was playing a game show where ding, ding, ding. Is it oobly or ubly?
That's right.
I got two shots here, Bill.
That's right.
It's not Ubler, it's Uber.
That's right.
They should name it, rename it Uber.
It should. That would get some mark. I said that on air yesterday. But just no matter how the game goes, win or loss, it doesn't matter for either team. I know the teams want to win, but just a great statement. And I've been here less than, 12 hours, and a fantastic community. I can feel it through your show. I listen to some of you guys' podcasts and interviews, and, you know, I get great interaction. You know, from the area that I'm getting. I know Blissfield. Is Blissfield close here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. I know I'm starting to understand some of the cities that are part of people that listen to you interact with me on the Huge Show, Facebook or Twitter pages. And I'm really excited. You know, and just as a sports dad, you know, my son's first full season on varsity was called up at the end of last year and started the last game. But, you know, and telling the parents and everybody, and then someone said, Is Adrian going to pay tribute to you before the game? And I'm like, why? Why are they going to pay tribute? Why are they going to pay tribute to me? Aren't they going to announce you on the PA? They could say maybe, welcome Bill Simonson for the Huge Show, but I'm not going out. I didn't win homecoming.
Right.
Adrian's homecoming king is 60-year-old Bill Simonson from the Huge Show.
Well, we want a scouting report on Forest Hills Eastern.
One of the best running backs in the state, and Bryson Cudzall. He's a guy who was on the radar of Saginaw Valley, Northwood, those schools a year ago at the season ended. committed himself to training, put on 35 pounds of muscle, runs a 4.39, 6.61, about 210, 215 now. And
he's a load.
In his speed, this is one thing about speed, not just a straight line 40. Can you cut when you're still going fast? That those are the great ones. That was Barry, right? Yeah, in the day with the Lions, right?
Yeah. When you don't lose a lot when you have to make that cut.
You know, it's like watching Messi in soccer. He is so fast left, right, and Bryson's good. We have a young offensive line, but they're good. That sophomore group is very talented. Two of the sophomores now won state titles last year with Forest Hills Eastern, won D2 baseball. And one was the shortstop, the quarterback who can throw it 65 yards in the air. But I really, hearing Coach P and your Lenawee, did I get that right?
Yeah, no.
I did. Lenawee.
Lenawee. See, how do you get the way? It's with W-E-E. It's we. It's Lenawee.
Hey, don't feel bad. Walter Cronkite got it wrong on the CBS Evening News.
Are you comparing me to Walter Cronkite?
Well,
thank
I'm saying
you.
He got it wrong.
That you're both wrong.
Thank you.
That's the comparison.
And that's the news. Good morning,
and
Adrian.
That's the way it was.
So I think anybody bringing in the offense from Saline, which is one of the great offensive programs in the state, my guess is that it's still a learning curve. Just like we're sophomores. I think there's 5-6 sophomores starting. I think 6-7 juniors starting. Mm-hmm. We really could – we have the potential to be like a state champion in the next couple of years, not this year. And I think that he wanted a game away for the road trip. You know, they're leaving early today, get a stop in Jackson, eat. Mm-hmm. They're going to get a little – they're stopping some other place to, you know, stretch and do all that and then come in here. And I loved listening to your coach, Coach P, right?
Yep.
See,
yeah, because you'll never say Przygodski.
It's not Coach Pay. It's Coach P.
Coach P.
That's EE.
Joel.
That's EE. Yeah. Okay, I'm still going to keep fighting for the.
P. His name's. He's a middle school.
I saw his name. Yeah. Don't even. Yeah. If you ask me to pronounce that,
so alphabet.
Saying, don't even.
And as a middle school teacher, those kids are never going to say it.
So. Does he teach here?
He's taught here the whole time, even when he coached.
When he coached at Saline and then came back here. Yeah. And I just like listening to him because he seems like I think coaches who just speak the truth and not the hype. I think kids are, especially today with so much access to phones and everything, if you just speak the truth, I think the kids will buy in more today. And I think it'll be a great game tonight. Mark Ewell listed the football stadium is one of his top five football.
Oh, Maple Stadium.
Maple Stadium in Michigan. Wow. Of his favorites.
Wow. It is. It's fantastic. Because it's an old school stadium.
Yeah, there's no
track.
Right, and you're right on top of everything.
You know,
right? When
we talk to some of the old guys that, you know, have played here and coached, you know, you talk to, you know, Brad Bush at Chelsea, and, you know, he was back to his Ipsy days, and Chris Westfall over at Lincoln, and he played at Pioneer, and, you know, standing there on the sidelines and just having everybody right there. And, you know, a few years ago when my son was playing, they had against Chelsea, they were both ranked in the top 10, and it was a homecoming night. And when you get to the stadium tonight, you'll see the hill and green. There was no green anywhere.
Chelsea won the state title last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
With that, one of the greatest comebacks in Michigan high school.
Yep. But they're in Adrian's conference in the SEC.
Oh, they are.
SEC White, yep.
All the time every year. And so. But, yeah, it's just when you get there, it's just a different atmosphere.
Yeah,
you're so removed sometimes from some of these new stadiums, and this is just – it's made. And honestly, I actually have an article in my office from when it was built and when they first did that years and years ago. The AD at the time, too, was a Buckeye fan, and he wanted to make it like a horseshoe because it's on each side. He wanted to fill in one end. And
so who paid for the stadium development if he was a Buckeye fan?
Yeah,
Trestle? Maurice Claret? Pryor?
Way before then. So,
am I sensing there's a Buckeye fan in the room?
No.
I want to make sure. Hold on.
No.
To beat Ohio State right up there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so. And I did notice in some of the photos on the Adrian Football Facebook page that the grass is up to the knees with a big running back coming in. So it looks like the lawnmower hasn't been used all summer.
If they're smart, they didn't.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that at a lot of schools, Spring Lake, where the grass stays tall. And I'm just really excited, man. I, you know, new stadium. Like I said, the small world side of this, with my son playing for Forest Hills Eastern, with me being on this great radio station for, what, 2.5 years over 2.5 years.
2 years, yeah.
Is it 2?
Well, January of 19.
Yeah, January 19.
Yeah. That's when we started, right?
Or December 19 you guys started,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, there's our ribbon cutting of January of 20.
Well, officially, yeah. We were on the air in December.
December 19,
kind of
right?
Yep. Practicing.
Right, exactly.
January.
And what an impact you guys have made in the community here, the station.
And I'd say one of the best things we did during the pandemic, and I don't know if we've talked about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We did the
the Diamond League.
They wouldn't let us, you know, we couldn't broadcast. We had baseball scheduled to go. And so we decided to try to figure out what we could do to keep things active. So we created a virtual Diamond League. I talked with, this is when up at the estate, and talked with Johnny Johnson and trying to figure out what we could do with kids' names. They wouldn't let us do rosters at the time because I think it was kind of beyond them. So what we did is we went to each school and we were able to get administrators and coaches, and we made a baseball roster. And they sent us names. And so we put a TV up here, and we took a baseball video game, and we had the computers play each other. And we did the rosters for the schools.
That's fantastic.
And we sat here and broadcast the game from Cave Stadium. We had people calling up and wondering where Cave Stadium was so they could actually go watch a game.
Are you serious? And during the pandemic.
We did it two nights a week, and then on Saturday.
How nobody ever hear? How was this not like a statewide or national story?
I don't know.
I'm dead serious.
Adrian Madison won the championship, and they were so.
Is Madison another high school in Adrian?
Yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
So they were so fired up about winning it that one of the guys on the team actually brought an old trophy in from his house, and they put a new thing on it. And it's actually sitting in their trophy case at the high school that they won the Diamond League championship.
That is that. You know what?
It was phenomenal.
I'm going to tell you that pandemic, which none of us will ever live through something like that again. No, we won't.
We would make up our own lineups, and of course,
that is fantastic.
The superintendents were. We always put them in the game, and of course, every time that I did a game, I put the superintendent out in left field because they're always
should've
out.
Should have put them in right field the last one picked.
Right? Well, we always know the one guy saying you're out in left field.
My pandemic story is, and I've done play-by-play in the past with the Chicago Enforcers, XFL, and other teams, and I started in play-by-play. It was my passion. Ernie Harwell, Paul Carey inspired me when I was 11, listening on the AM transistor. And then sports talk radio hit in the early 90s, and I'm into my 31st year of doing that. But play-by-play is in my heart. And the pandemic year, when there was no fans going to be allowed, the head of Allie Doyle, the head of Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern Booster, said, "Hey, I got Bobby Mitchell, whose brother's Pete Mitchell, who played with Jaguars, Boston College, Brother Rice. Bobby played at Grand Valley. He's willing to do the color commentary. Would you do our games till the fans can come back on, FHE.net, whatever, sports, right?" Yeah. And I go, I didn't hesitate. I said, sure. And then I knew they didn't have a lot of equipment. I knew it was going to be kind of just we're going to walk in and do it. We actually used the boom mic off the camera, and we didn't put on any headphones, and we both put the mic right between us. And what happened was the sounds of the game, because there was no crowd,
right,
echoed into this mic, and doing the play-by-play over it, it sounded phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, they're buying mics and stuff. I go, we're not changing anything, trust me.
Yeah.
And I will tell you to this day.
Well, because then the fans that were listening that weren't at the game could feel like they were more
exactly.
The game, they could hear the sounds.
I could
of the
feel
game.
It. Yeah, I could feel it when I watched it. And in the end, to this day, I still get people that talk about it, and we really hyped it up like every game was a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And that was our goal. Every game was the biggest game on earth. And what happened was Forest Hills Eastern had one of their best years ever, and they went to the quarterfinals and lost to Cadillac in a game they led by 14. Cadillac went to the state championship that year, but. Somebody asked me, I forget, another interview a couple weeks ago, what's the highlight of your career? And I said it was doing those games. Because it was the pandemic. You knew there was parents or grandparents that couldn't get in. And then at the end of the year, and I may get emotional thinking about this, at the end of the year, every Forest Hills Eastern player wrote me a note and Bobby Mitchell a note thanking us for what they did.
That's great.
I gave the players all nicknames, and you know, Grant Lancaster was Grant Mancaster, and that guy's a man among boys. And you know, and Bryson Cudzall was a sophomore at the time, the really good running back. It was 2 years ago, and he was the super soft. And it's the innocence and beauty of high school sports on the radio, because college has changed, pros has changed. I get it. I live in that world. But what you guys do, when I look at all these jerseys, when I look at your list of all your games, your family of stations are covering, this is still the beautiful part. Sitting at a soccer game last night with Forest Hills Eastern and Caledonia, this is what I still love about sports, the innocent side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's become politicized. It's become about money. But high school sports is still beautiful throughout the state of Michigan.
Sure, hey, we got to take a break here. But
really? I can't talk nonstop until 3 o'clock?
No, we're going to pay some bills here. And so stay tuned. You're inside the cave this morning with Jeff Bowman, Pat Hayes, and Bill Simonson. We'll be right back.
Associated Charities of Lenawee experienced a fire in their building early Wednesday morning. A suspicious fire, still under investigation. They were in the middle of their back-to-school distribution. Nearly everything was destroyed by fire or smoke. Every effort is now being made to give kids a gift card for clothing and shoes to start school. The radio station studios at 242 West Maumee in Adrian are the collection point. We are curbside today and tomorrow until 5 p.m., accepting donations of cash and gift cards to be distributed this Friday by Associated Charities. Please stop by and donate today.
Attention, Michigan. Don't miss important Medicaid, Healthy Michigan Plan, or My Child information. If you're a member who has moved in the past 2 years, take a minute to make sure the state has your current address and phone number on file to ensure you have ongoing access to health services. Please visit michigan.gov/mybridges to update your contact information today. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Hey, Lenawee County. It's Martha Kefley from the Mortgage Team. This is your friendly reminder to get pre-qualified before you start looking at houses. Why is it important to get pre-qualified first? Because you'll have a better understanding of your home buying budget and home loan options. This process is completely free and only takes a few minutes. Give the Mortgage Team a call at 266-7651 to get started.
NMLS number 2334. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Not a commitment to lend. Borrowers must qualify.
Welcome to the Michigan Lottery Show. The fun and excitement.
50 years ago, a jackpot started growing in Michigan. Inspired by fun and prizes for players, this jackpot has helped local businesses.
Winning a lottery ticket was sold at the family market.
And led to over $26 billion in support for Michigan public schools. Today, the jackpot is still growing, and the goodness it's spreading is a win for everyone. The Michigan Lottery. For fun, for schools, for 50 years. Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Hey, Lenawee, it's Kenneth Bowman from the Mortgage Team. This is your friendly reminder to get pre-qualified before you start looking at houses. Why is it important to get pre-qualified first? Because you'll have a better understanding of your home buying budget and your home loan options. This process is completely free and it only takes a few minutes. Give the Mortgage Team a call at 517-266-7651 to get started.
NMLS number 2334, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Not a commitment to lend. Borrowers must qualify.
As we enter the final stretch of summer, the LISD is once again encouraging you to make summer reading a priority for your family. Reading helps kids maintain learning, develop empathy, and understand the world around them. Help your child discover the joy of reading by letting them choose what they read. And remember, all formats of reading materials, graphic novels, comic books, nonfiction, and stories are great choices. Just 15 minutes of reading a day can have a profound impact and will set your child up for success at school this fall.
It's gonna get loud.
Woohoo!
It's gonna get wild.
We won!
We won!
And it's gonna get real.
Looks like you're going to college, kiddo.
During the Met $1.5 million giveaway, 100 children will win $15,000 in prepaid college tuition. But don't wait. $15,000 in college savings is life-changing. To enter, visit MetGiveaway.com.
Woohoo!
Sponsored by the Michigan Education Trust and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And you're back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. Pat Hayes, Jeff Bowman with you, along with Huge Bill Simonson, and talking off air here, some interesting things that happened in radio.
Oh, you know what? And your commitment, you were just talking about some U.S. Wounded Warrior.
USA Patriots.
Yeah, you know, with disabled and amputees and the way you give back. It just fits the vibe I had when I woke up this morning, and I see the people, meet the people coming in here. It's just a cool place. That's why I'm excited. Later in the day will be my first broadcast statewide from Adrian. We'll be at ZZ Sports Bar.
ZZ Sports Bar and Grill. You're going to like that place.
Yeah.
He's got some great things hanging on the wall over there, too.
Yeah,
he is a Buckeye. That's his only problem.
Oh, good. That was great what I was just talking about.
Speaking of the Warriors, Bill, one of the first times that I listened to your program out of Grand Rapids, it was during the time you were doing a special on the Gold Star families.
Mm.
And I, being a veteran myself, I was riding along in my car, and I had tears coming down my face. That's one of the great things that you do. During your broadcast every year.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've come to know great men who died for our country, and I never met them. And, my 30 years here, I've put law enforcement and military, blue line, thin blue line, officers who die, their families, and military families. I feel like your microphone, this microphone, Jeff and everybody, that it's our obligation to honor the legacies of people who really give us the freedom to talk sports and enjoy Four Sills Eastern and Adrian tonight. And, I was just at the Warson dedication. Representative Crenshaw came. David Warson was a Navy SEAL from East Kentwood, Michigan, just outside of Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. And the 10th anniversary is a big date. 1st, 10th, and 25th are big with the SEALs. And every SEAL that was in his platoon that couldn't make the one-year anniversary were there, including Representative Crenshaw. And he's the gentleman with the eye patch. And a lot of people don't know the backstory of that. Well, he spoke at the a flagpole flag plaque dedication at the late David Warson's grandfather's insurance office south of Grand Rapids. And David Warson was on his team, and David Warson saved his life providing cover fire so they could get him in the medvac when he had taken some shots and lost his eye. And, patriotism is still alive in this country, no matter what people want to say.
Absolutely.
And Gold Star families, the Folds of Honor mission, which started in Grand Haven, just west of Grand Rapids, along the lakeshore, has raised over $175 million for children of men and women injured or killed in combat, started in Michigan. Mm-hmm. You don't have to believe Twitter, Facebook, or the media. You have a right to your opinion, but I will say emphatically in my 20-plus years in this state that we are one of the best states that understand and honor the roles of military and law enforcement. And we do it on air, we do it in our daily lives, and I know the massive majority of everybody listening or anybody who hears this respects it. And that's why I appreciate your Gold Star family comments. And what I do is I provide those interviews Memorial Day, the Friday before Memorial Day, 4th of July, Friday before 4th of July, and select interviews on Veterans Day, and I've done that, and I'll keep playing them because the families, the number one thing I hear from somebody who, a police officer who's been killed in the line of duty or a military ultimate sacrifice, the families fear that their husband, their brother, their uncle will be forgotten, and they don't want that.
No,
and that's the least I can do.
Well, one of the things we do here on, especially on our on our sister station WLEN. On Veterans Day, we do a thing called Thank a Vet, and we raise money there for Housing Help Alanoway, and it really helps any vets that are in need here. And you know, like last year, I think we did $36,000 on that day.
Well, look what the WLEN is doing right now for associated charities now.
Exactly.
They say they're hitting $20,000 from people pulling up and just donating outside the station here.
Exactly.
That's Adrian. That's what I said to start this conversation. I can feel it. I can feel you guys are real. I can feel the people are real here. And that's what I am. People are like, well, you're going to Adrian. That's a big deal for me to go to Adrian. Okay, I've worked in Chicago. I've done national shows for CBS and ESPN, and filled in for the Fabulous Sports Babe. But I'll take more pride in meeting people who listen to the show and Adrian than I would, stroking my ego in Chicago. That's why we do a statewide network with 19 stations. And that's why I embrace small town Michigan and small town America. Am I running for politics?
Yeah, you sound like
that. Was a pretty good. That was a pretty good speech, man.
That was very good.
But we got a few skeletons in the closet from 18 to 30. So once we clear out that closet, I'll announce my
candidacy.
Paid for by
But tonight, 3 o'clock, I'll be at ZZ Sports Bar and Grill, broadcasting statewide. Mm-hmm. You guys are gonna. Who's sitting in with me? I got Ian.
So John and I are going to be there for at least the first hour.
All right,
and John's got to get back to the stadium.
I got Ian,
and Ian's coming.
I got the
in
Adrian
too.
National champion hockey
Adam
coach.
Krug's coming in at 4:40.
Oh, he's great. He's great to talk.
He's coming
to.
At 4:40. So then Ian will sit in with me for an hour or so.
And you should. Ian was on the call at Lake Placid. We covered the.
Do you believe in miracles? He was there with Al Michaels.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
But that's where the NCAA.
He was the one that did. Yes, it wasn't Al Michaels.
It was. But Ian had Ian is actually Adrian College grad as well, and so it was real emotional.
Well, remember Luke Laxton?
Him,
so. Didn't Luke Laxton play goalie at, or did he play for Adrian College? I think he did.
I don't remember.
Ian would know that name. That'd be about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10, 12 years ago.
But Adam Krug played here, and then actually his brother, Tori, in the NHL. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah, pretty good. Real good player.
So
we'll be at ZZ, so anybody can stop out, say hello.
And then you're going to come back
after the game? After the game, yeah. So that's kind of like I told you. That's one of those things that if we get our butts whipped by Adrian, which it's high school football, we're young, you never know. I got to sit there while the fans all celebrate at ZZ's. and then if we are victorious, you know, I'll be gracious because I respect everybody at Adrian, and I'm not that crazy dad. No. I do bark at refs and officials. When my line on high school refs, any refs, club sports, if they're letting play go where people can get hurt, that's when I'll chirp in.
Right.
I don't chirp in on calls. Yeah. They don't get paid enough to get grief. But if they're not controlling the game and going to allow kids to get hurt, not just my kids, any kids, but high school officials are pretty good in the state. They are.
Speaking of high school officials, you know, one of the issues this year is there's not enough. A lot of teams are having to schedule their games on different nights other than Friday.
Well, and Mark Ewell, it was on the show yesterday, talked about that. Then go to MHSAA.com. They're really trying to recruit younger kids because if you think about it, I don't think it's so much this issue of all the officials don't want to work anymore because they get yelled at. You know, like you said about the stadiums, those football officials are nowhere near. Basketball officials, it's close. You can catch a lot of grief. But I think what it is, and it's kind of what we've seen in the NFL, we've seen in Major League Baseball, where all of these refs and umpires are all older. Where's the younger generation?
There. Yeah.
You know, you're a kid right now. Mark Ewell told me this last night. You're a high school – so let's say you're playing football at Adrian or at Clinton or Onstead or Hudson, wherever, and you're allowed to officiate other sports while you're in high school.
Mm.
Now, you can't do your school.
I didn't know that.
Or your conference, I think, but you can go work – other game, or you can go work middle school games at your school.
Games. Yeah.
Or, and even high school, if you get like a mentor list of an official who puts you under the wing. So, and another thing I found out last night, you know, name, image, and likeness money. All high school athletes, freshman through senior, can do private instruction, individual training, or camps and make money under a reasonable amount, which I asked Mark, what's reasonable? He goes, just reasonable,
right?
Which sounds like the NCAA, you know, name, image, and likeness. Really, is what's reasonable? $9.2 million to come play at our school? That's reasonable.
But I remember, you know, I graduated from high school in 1983, but I remember
you look like a '93 grad, not '83.
But we would run high school basketball camps for the younger kids, and you know, we would get paid. Our varsity coach would pay us to run the camp for the week.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what he's talking about.
Well, back in the day, it wasn't, but you know, we'd make, maybe he'd give us like $100 because, you know, every kid's paying, you know, a little bit of money, but we get $100 to work for a week. You know, back in the '80s, that went a long ways. But you know, again, that was something that you could always do. You'd run a camp, and then they would pay the, you know, the varsity players would get paid a few bucks to run it. And
so, well, think about schools. This is what where I'm going with this name, image, and likeness. What if schools set up programs where they sent out to their community that these athletes are available for private training or group training for your kids out of season? We're not talking about, you know, doing football in football, but soccer, tennis, swimming, golf, whatever. By the way, are we playing golf later?
We are. We're going to go to the hills
after the show. Yep.
You guys almost done with your show?
We're almost done here. About 6 minutes.
Is that? Are you? Are you telling me I got to shut up now?
Well, about a minute. About a minute. We'll have to shut you off here. But yeah,
hold on. That was close to it, and you said, we're going to shut you up. That was a quote there. We're going to. That's why I do a 3-hour show. It should be 9. I'm going to be at ZZ's at 3 o'clock today. So I hope to see all of Adrian. Anybody going to the Adrian Forest Hills Eastern game tonight at Maple Stadium, or anybody in the area from any of the surrounding towns, come on over and say hello.
And we got Adrian, of course, on our sister station WLEN. And Jeff, you got a game right here on the Cave.
I'll be in Tecumseh tonight with Tecumseh in Michigan Center.
That should be a great game, too.
Tecumseh jersey right there.
Yeah, like I'm trying to look at my favorite jersey.
Pick out your favorite jersey here.
Addison looks like actually Forest Hills Eastern colors. Yeah. Looks exactly like it.
Onstead, that purple one's one of my favorite.
The purple, it looks like the purple and black right here. Yeah. And the black
Patriots here.
That looks like New England Patriots.
Yeah, that's the BD Patriots. But then you got Lenawee Christian Cougars, who was, you know,
8-man like powerhouse.
They haven't lost a game in 8-man in 2 years and back to back state champions.
You guys do those games too?
Yeah, we're doing. Well, we got one. We had two. We only got
8-man. Must be good to call because it's so much scoring.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It's like I'd probably go with the Onstead jersey. Would be I like the Maples baseball.
That's a good one too.
Nice. That's
really nice. The black with the blue. I like that.
Pick one quick.
No, I'll go with Onstead jersey.
All right.
My favorite.
The Wildcats.
Jersey. Who do they play tonight?
They got Monroe Jefferson.
Monroe Jefferson.
Is that a W?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe not. Hey, that's going to wrap it up here for Inside the Cave for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us. And, Bill, thank you very much for coming to Adrian and being with us Inside the Cave. And we're going to be back tomorrow, same time. 7 to 9 right here on 96.5. You're Inside the Cave.